Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Stan Jock. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ed McGee. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trux. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Virgil Trux. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Cal Abrams. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting third. The left fielder, Gil Cohn. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Krahoski. Batting sixth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chuck Deering. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy O'Dell. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Billy O'Dell. And now, play ball. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a line drive towards first. Krahoski reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. O'Dell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Deering settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is bouncing around. Minoso is chasing the ball. Cohn rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park home run. It's 1-0, Orioles. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. O'Dell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Jock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trux fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Virgil Trux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trux strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Odell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odell strikes out. Lawler drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Odell out. One out. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 0 for 1 in the game. Abrams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Trux, and towards Carrasquel, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young takes first base on ball 4. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cohn hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Abrams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Abrams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4. With the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0 for 1 in the game. Krahoski hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 1 in the game. Courtney hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Courtney reaches second base with a double. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Deering hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Stan Jock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jock is 0 for 1 in the game. Jock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivera hits a fly ball into center field. Deering settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cohn. Lawler reaches second base with a double. Jock moves to third. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-1 in the game. McGee hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Krahoski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0-for-1 in the game. Trucks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunter hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Odell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odell is 0-for-1 in the game. Odell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 0-for-2 in the game. Abrams hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cohn. Carrasquel reaches second base with a double. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field. Deering picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Deering. Carrasquel scores. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 1, Orioles, 1. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. Minoso strikes out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from Courtney and he is out, Hunter applying the tag. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Deering settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cohn moves to third. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cohn scores. Kennedy moves to second. It's 2-1, Orioles. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0-for-2 in the game. Krahoski takes first base on ball 4. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Courtney hits a ball on the ground into left field. Minoso fields it, throws to third, and Kennedy is out. There's the throw to second, and Krahoski is out. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Stan Jock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jock hits a pop-up towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-2 in the game. Rivera hits a pop-up towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lawler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Courtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Deering bunts towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy O'Dell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hunter. The throw from Lawler to Carrasquel and they have Hunter trapped. There's the throw over to Fox, covering first, who applies the tag for the out. Two outs. Billy O'Dell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Dell is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Dell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Matt Batts pinch hits for Ed McGee. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts hits a line drive into right field. Abrams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Jackson pinch hits for Virgil Trucks. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus now playing first base. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Rivera now playing center field. Willard Marshall now playing right field. Maury Martin now pitching. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 0-for-3 in the game. Abrams is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Young is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitkus fields the ball and throws to O'Dell covering. Safe. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-3 in the game. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Abrams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-3 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Jock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jock hits a fly ball into center field. Deering settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.